Let's go to these interesting stories as we visit with reporter Aaron Rial is joining us on the KRDO Newsline. Aaron, good morning to you. These stories you're covering are so interesting. I love how you come up with these things. I mean, if we're too busy, it might cause us brain damage. Good morning.
Yeah, it's definitely a scary headline, but there is some actual truth to it. So what they found out is that if you're feeling like you're too busy, like you don't have enough time, they've dubbed it time famine. This is according to Yale University psychologists. And time famine over time can lead to poor work performance. It can lead to burnout. And it's as bad for your mental health as being unemployed. If you spend a long time in this place of stress, it has structural changes. It creates structural changes to your brain. Not a good thing and not what you want. And it's something I think that most working people can empathize with nowadays. In fact, 4 in 5 employed U.S. residents say that they feel time poor.
Wow. Structural damage. I mean, that gets a lot of people's attention. How can people kind of avoid this?
So one of the best ways to avoid this is to basically try and slow down how much you have planned. There's 3 tips. So number one is they say don't time block. Productivity experts, they love this thing. It's a practice of basically transposing your to-do list to your calendar. Experts say, don't do that. Stop doing that. That some tasks do not belong on your planner. You know, give the dog water. If the dog's thirsty, it will let you know. Don't put it next to a big meeting with your boss or a very important doctor's appointment. That's not where it belongs. So if you give yourself time with fewer interruptions, you can do those larger projects and feel less busy and do them less stressed, which results in more productivity. They also say that when you finish a task early, celebrate it by doing nothing at all. Don't scroll through your phone. Don't move on to the next one right away. Give yourself 10 to 15 minutes to just be done. That's supposed to be very valuable and actually give you a boost of energy when you start your next assignment. And then they also say spend money when needed to get your time back. Time is limited. It is finite. And none of us know how much we have. So if you have to order takeout because you worked very late, stop beating yourself up over it. Just enjoy the takeout food.
Mm. And if all of this is beating up your brain too much, here's something that's even worse, apparently. Hospital fees. And apparently how much patients and just people who are going to the doctor's office are facing in those hidden fees.
Yes, this one is brutal. So hospitals are adding actually billions of dollars in something called a facility fee to medical bills. This is for routine outpatient care. So, example, you go to an ear, nose, and throat specialist, you get a bill for $645 from, let's say, the Children's Hospital of Colorado. And you're like, what? I went to the ear, nose, and throat guy. What is this? Well, that ear, nose, and throat guy is owned by the Children's Hospital of Colorado, thus the facility fee. And the reason this is happening is because hospitals have really gone on an acquisition tear in recent years. They're chasing after patients who have more options to get medical care elsewhere. And many hospital systems, they now get at least half their revenue from patients who have not been admitted to the hospital.
Oh, my goodness. And, you know, just the word chasing those patients. I mean, hospitals shouldn't be chasing anybody. I mean, they should be there for, you know, for healthcare purposes.
Yes. Theoretically, yes. And I think that what this does is it illustrates how broken the system is.
Yeah.
That this is what we have now, a system that, like, the hospital's rebuttal to all this is that they have to do it. They say that they're in this situation where they're squeezed financially because of high labor costs and inflation. Well, yeah, so is everybody
else.
Yes. So you know, making that your reason for covering, and then they can also pull on heartstrings. They say that these costs help them, you know, staff neonatal intensive care units. And you're like, bring up neonatal intensive care to garner sympathy. That in and of itself has seemed gross. But
yeah.
I think that something beyond this is that some of these states are now prohibiting these fees for telehealth and preventive care. When I saw that, I was like, wait, they have the gall to charge you a facility fee for a telehealth visit?
Oh, that's
what?
Crazy.
Like this sound, this almost, yeah. To me, it sounds like it borderlines fraud. But it doesn't. It is very much legal. And now you have lawmakers in Congress. They've proposed limiting fees covered by Medicare because advisors to Medicare say that the federal insurer has likely lost $6 billion because of fees in 2021 alone.
And isn't there something going through Congress or whatever that hospitals or doctors have to actually tell you what the cost of the procedure is going to be before you actually do it?
Yes. Now they oftentimes have to, which is a good thing. Listen, I was last in the hospital for my eldest son's birth, and my youngest daughter's birth. What am I saying? That was the first time, and then the second time was with her. And then they were easy births. Like nothing was wrong. It was all fine.
Right.
And I remember getting this huge bill, and it would have this funny notation on it for like mucus receptor. I was like, what is that?
Oh my goodness.
And then through the digging, it was a Kleenex.
Oh my goodness.
$57 for a Kleenex. And you're like, this is unbelievable. I had some of those in my pocketbook. Like I didn't need to, is so goofy. And the gouging. And again, if you look at something like Medicare, $6 billion, that's taxpayer money that goes to these preposterous fees.
Yeah. Oh, no doubt. It's just always check the receipt on those hidden hospital fees. Reporter Aaron Rial, thanks for the time as always. Great, great job. Great information as always this morning. We'll talk to you next time.
Thanks, guys.